Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So today we get a really familiar story, right? This scene of Jesus walking on the water. And because it's so familiar, I want to do a little experiment here this morning. I want you to put yourself in the story. And I want you to put the story in your heart. I want you to imagine that you're Peter. So close your eyes, if you want. And imagine that you're there with Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. He just fed 5,000 households, and now everybody's leaving. Men, women, children, they're all going home. Jesus then gives you and your friends a mission. He tells you to get into the boat and go to the other side of the sea. He wants you to take his message to the Gentile side. He's going to take some time to pray. He trusts you, right? He knows you can do this. And that sounds fine, right? You know how to cross these waters. You've been trained as a fisherman. You know this sea. So you do as he says. You and your friends climb into the boat and you set out. And sometimes life is like that. Sometimes Jesus tells us to do something and we think, hey, I know how to do this. This will be easy. And so we do it. We even do it together as the church. Jesus sends us out to share his love with others. And we can do that, right? Not a problem. But then problems come. You and your friends are out there on the boat trying to make your way across the water, but then evening falls. The sun goes down. The sunset sets the sky on fire for a brief moment before it all goes black. Gray clouds start to form in the sky, but they're hidden by the darkness of the evening. The temperature drops. There's a chill in the air that has nothing to do with the weather. And maybe these things would freak out some inexperienced fishermen, but you know how to deal with these. You've been around the block before. You know how to adjust the sails and get your footing. You tell yourself everything will be okay. But then the wind picks up. It starts blowing your hair around. Some of the stronger gusts knock over the stuff in the boat. The water gets choppy and the boat starts to rock. You hear that familiar rumble caused by the wind moving over the waters. The waves beat against the side of the boat, splashing some of the water up over the edge. And for a moment, you stay calm. You're trying to reassure your friends that everything's going to be okay. Everybody's going to be just fine. But even though you're trying to encourage them, internally, you're starting to freak out. You're getting worried. You're feeling a little overwhelmed and scared yourself. Yes, you've been through storms in life before, but that doesn't make them any easier when you have to go through them. Right? You know what those storms are like. Maybe it's going back to school. You've started a new school year before, but that doesn't make this time around any easier. Each year is different, and you might be a little scared. Or maybe it's work. Yeah, you've had to deal with stuff at work before, but this new batch of problems isn't going away on its own. You wonder why all this stuff got dumped on you. or maybe you're dealing with health issues, either your own or for someone you love. You've had to deal with health problems before, but that doesn't make these go away. Even though you've been in storms before, this one might feel worse than the others. You're not sure how you're going to make it through this. The storm is beating against your boat. The rain is pouring on your mind. The wind is threatening to tear apart your heart. You're trying to maintain a positive attitude, but you don't know how long you can keep pretending for the sake of others. And it goes on like this for a while. It lasts all night long. You can't get any sleep. And you wonder when this storm will stop. Plus, you have no idea what you'll find in the morning. And that unknown is extra scary. As the sun starts to peek up over the horizon, the black sky turns to a shade of dark orange. But then it transitions into a gray, and you finally see the clouds that have been hanging around all night. Even though it's morning, the wind and the waves continue to beat against your boat. Clearly, they are not as tired as you are. You look around at your friends who are in this boat with you, and they look drenched and exhausted too. You reassure them that you all made it through the night, and the new day should make things better. But as the boat continues to rock and you try to hold back your seasickness, your words of reassurance sound empty even to you. Thunder claps over your head and lightning flashes across the sky once more. And in that lightning flash, you spot something. It's hard to tell what it is at first. Some sort of figure out there on the water. Maybe it's a mirage. Actually, it kind of looks more like a ghost. Then you really start to get scared. Right? So much for the new day making things better. The new day just made things worse. You never expected this to happen. You are emotionally drained, and you don't really want to deal with yet another complication. But here it is. You're staring at this mysterious figure who's headed straight toward you. Maybe it's depression or despair or death. Who knows? You don't know, and you certainly don't want to find out. But as you wonder what to do with this looming threat, you hear a voice coming from it. "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." It sounds like Jesus' voice, but that can't be Jesus out there on the water. Nobody can walk on water. Maybe your exhausted mind's just playing tricks on you. And so you think, "Yeah, right." And you shout back, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Now, in this moment, you are not showing great faith. You are not taking a risk and leaving the safety of the comfortable boat behind. No, you're wondering who or what this figure is. The last time you saw Jesus, he told you to get in the boat and go to the other side of the sea. He gave you a mission. whoever this figure is, it doesn't seem like Jesus. You think the odds of this being Jesus are the same odds as you being able to walk on water? It's impossible. And so you make this rash statement. Either it really is Jesus, you'll walk on water and things will be fine, or it's not Jesus, you'll sink like a rock and drown, and then you won't have to deal with your problems anymore. You got nothing to lose, right? You want proof that this really is Jesus. You know that feeling? Perhaps it's like coming here on Sunday morning. Right? All week long, you've been dealing with storms, raging around you and within you. Your emotions are high, but you're also worn out. You're trying to be a calm presence to the people around you, but you also just feel spent. You don't think you can handle anymore. And then you come here on Sunday morning. You hear the promise that Jesus is with you. And it sounds great and true. But that wind is still blowing. And that rain is still pouring. Your boat seems to be flooded. Everything around you seems to be bouncing around like you're on rough waters. You just can't seem to get your balance. That's what feels real to you. So if this really is Jesus, you want some kind of proof that Jesus is who he says he is. So then what does he do? He sees you leaning over the edge of the boat, your hair dripping wet over your face, your eyes barely able to see in the storm. And he sees all of your confused friends behind you, thinking that you're about to abandon them when they need you the most. Jesus looks at you and says, "Come." So you do. You tentatively stand up in the boat, which is already slippery from all the water. You grab a hold of the side and gently lift one leg out. You place your foot on the water, fully expecting for it to go right through the surface. But it doesn't. The water is wet, but firm. You slowly shift your weight, bringing your other foot out of the boat. And the water holds that foot too. You let go of the edge, and then you stand. Thunder cracks over your head as the sky dumps even more water on you. You can't remember being this soaked before. You try to wipe the rain from your face, but that doesn't seem to do any good. The wind is making your clothes flap, and you can barely hear yourself think. But you're standing. And it's a weird feeling. You look down at your feet, and there they are, on top of the water, supporting your weight. Even though the storm's trying to knock you over, you're standing. Then you look up from your feet and see the eyes of the figure who called you out of the boat. He's closer now than he was before. And you see that he really is Jesus. He's looking at you, but you can't quite read his expression. It's not a smile, but you're not quite sure what it is. The pouring rain makes it hard for you to see that much detail. Even so, you take a step toward it. And your foot splashes like you're stepping in a puddle, but this is no puddle. You lift the other foot and put it down too. It splashes, but holds. Your mind can't quite process what's happening right now. The cold rain has soaked into your bones. Your ears hurt from all the wind. But you're walking on water. And Jesus is there. And for a brief moment, all seems right with the world. Yes, your troubles haven't disappeared. The storm is still blowing all around you, but you're there in the midst of it, looking at Jesus. And you actually feel what you've been telling the others in the boat. Those words you've said actually sound true now. Everything's going to be okay. You feel confident and strong. You can handle this. And maybe that happens for you when you're here on Sunday morning. Yes, there are still problems in your life, but Jesus is here with you. And you'll be okay. And you trust that. And all seems right with the world. And when you leave here, you leave with a spring in your step. But then you go back home. Or you go to school. Or you go to work. And the rain slaps you in the face. The wind blows you so hard it threatens to knock you off balance. And then it does. Your legs begin to wobble and you start to sink. Your ankles go in, your calves, your knees, your waist, and it's happening faster than you can realize. You feel like you're about to drown. And you cry out, "Lord, save me!" Sometimes that's all we can think of to pray. Lord, save me. First it was the storm, then this mysterious figure on the water, and now you feel like you're about to die. For a brief moment there, everything seemed okay. But then that moment ended. And now you're back to reality, and it seems even worse than it was before. But then all of a sudden, you feel this grip snap on your wrist. Your fall stops instantly. This grip holds you with such strength and love that you know it will never let you go. With watery eyes, some from the rain and some you realize from your own tears, you look up into the eyes of Jesus. You see that it's his hand that has a death grip on you. He pulls you up and says, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" At first, you feel ashamed. Like, you should have kept your eyes on Jesus instead of focusing on the storm again. You know better than that. You feel embarrassed, not only because Jesus said that to you, but because all of your friends in the boat saw and heard what just happened. But then you think about what he said again. And you remember his tone of voice. He wasn't being mean to you. He wasn't reprimanding you. He was trying to comfort you. He wasn't telling you, why don't you have more faith? Instead, he was saying to you, you already have a little bit of faith. I told you it was me out there on the water. Why did you think you had to step out of the boat? Why did you need some kind of proof? I am who I say I am. Trust me. Your place is not out there walking on the water, but here at the helm of the boat, doing the mission that I gave you to do. Yes, I know the storm is raging around you, but you don't need to doubt me. Did the storm knock me over? No, of course not. No storm can do that. Like the Spirit of God moving over the waters of creation, I walk on top of the chaos. Even when you are freaking out, I am still the one in control. And I will always hold on to you. So don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Even though the storm is here, I'm right here with you too. And I am stronger than both the storm and you. You sit back down in the boat with your friends, all of whom are now as stunned as you are. And Jesus sits there right by your side. The rain slowly stops. The wind settles down to a whisper, and then it's all quiet. The dark clouds in the sky turn to white and then fade away. The sun begins to peek out and then fully reveals itself. Its warmth dries your face, your hair, your whole body. The light makes you blink. The waves die down and the boat stops rocking. It becomes calm once again. You made it through the night. You made it through the storm. But not by your own power, but because of the one who is stronger than any storm you face. Whether you're on the Sea of Galilee, going back to school, dealing with things at work, worrying about health stuff, or whatever it may be, Jesus is right there with you. No storm can shake him. And he always has a hold of you. And so now, like Peter and his friends in that boat, we can't help but worship him and say, truly, you are the Son of God. In the name of the one who is stronger than all the storms we face, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.